August 21st, 2021, explaining my workflow. This is one of those posts that I've been meaning to write for a while. Over the years, one of the things that I have found most useful in my career has always been being up to date on the latest technology, the latest corporate news, the latest ideas, methodologies, and scientific research. At the speed that all of these areas move, it's not the easiest thing to do and can often feel like you're trying to drink from a fire hose. History. Like most engineers my age, when I started, keeping up to date on tech meant a daily browse of Slashdot. However, that soon became Hacker News, Reddit, and Twitter, which poured more and more news and updates into my life. I quickly started using RSS feeds and Google Reader, rest in peace, to pull all of this together, in addition to many of the more popular tech news sites being referenced and linked to. This was okay, but it was still limited and required a lot of context switching between the sites that supported RSS and those that didn't. My routine was simple. Daily checking on feeds, bookmark interesting material for later, and spend an hour or two on the weekend with a tea and a laptop screen. The fire hose. The status of technology, business, and scientific news these days is it's ever expanding. Not just in terms of the regularity and volume, but also in terms of the number of different sources. Some of you might already have realised that what I'm really building here is my own personal data pipeline, and most important part of that is the sources of data that feed it. Unlike during the 2010s, when my setup was as simple as half a dozen sites and an RSS feeder, these days I am gathering data from all sorts of sources: news sites, personal and corporate blogs, Twitter feeds, Reddit groups, websites, newsletters, and podcasts. I suspect that there will be many other sources in the future, such as more video streams, different social networks, and more long-form content such as journals. All of this needs to be ingested, filtered, and ready for me to review. Once I've read the interesting content, then I might as well keep it for later, group it into topics, themes, projects, make notes, or create actions for myself for later. The current workflow. There are two aims of my current workflow: reduce the mean time to idea for core subjects such as tech and leadership, and expand my knowledge into new areas to avoid building myself an echo chamber. All of this is really to ensure that I don't create myself a second job of reading content, while also support my desire to be creative without sacrificing too much quality time for my family. The two key things here are Feedly as my data aggregator, RSS feeds and others, Pocket Cast for my podcast content, and Pocket to store bookmarks and tag content. Feedly was what I jumped to immediately after the death of Google Reader, and I've been using it ever since. I upgraded to Pro last year to get all the integrations working, and I'm glad I did. It's not perfect, but it's the core of my workflow. Pocket Casts is the popular podcast app that I just can't get rid of, and I'm a paid user of. The UX is great, and many of the features built for folks just like me who consume many hours of podcasts a week. I don't think it scales well to lots of podcasts, but then that's not a bad thing, as it keeps me focused on making sure I'm always getting value from the content that I'm listening to. Just like reading books, don't be afraid to put it down as soon as it's boring or not adding value. Pocket is the destination of all this content. If it makes it past my initial skim or it grabs my attention, then it ends up in Pocket. That's just often the extent of my weekday effort. Weekdays are all about reviewing everything in Pocket and digging into it. For me to look through everything that's been added to Pocket several days after initially adding it to make sure it's relevant, interesting, and useful. From there, I can add it against subjects, topics, or projects that I'm interested in or working on, and then I can filter back later on those things when I'm working on them. This has been my workflow now for 2 to 3 years, and I'm not changing the tools at all within that time. I spent most of my time focused on ensuring that the quality of the data sources and making sure that I'm always exploring and looking for new ones. I'm occasionally looking and trialing new tools in the workflow, but often it comes down to two factors: integration and UX. As these tools are something that I use every day, small annoyances can be a big deal. Having said that, while this is a fairly stable workflow for me and meets most of my aims, it's still imperfect and I'd still like to work on it further. Next steps for me. Better filtering. Feedly's Leo is not good enough. INO Reader's Regex looked better, but I have some inertia to a different UX. Introduce tech news feeds when I have better deduplication. restructure my data sources. My Feedly is a bit of a mess at the moment. Adding more data sources, LinkedIn, GitHub, YouTube, TikTok. Integrate book reading workflow, Calibre, Goodreads, Kindle. Better discovery of newsletters. Better bookmarking and research management. I'm looking at alternatives to Pocket such as raindrop.io and how to integrate with task management and research. I hope you found this useful and that it gave you some ideas on how to improve your own workflow. Email me your ideas, comments, and suggestions.